But in last night's game, for example, it's not the end of the game. The game was tied at 48 with 3:37 left. John Hara got the first two free throws of the game for Penn State, and he tied the game up. And then after that, it was a 10-9 Michigan deal down the stretch to win by one. I've said many times on the show, usually there are three different times the team can win a game or lose a game. One of them happens to be in the first half. You know, one of them can be at the end. Sometimes another one's midway through. You know, that, well, in basketball, we always talk about that under 12 to under 8 segment in the second half that kind of swings which kind of game you're going to have down the stretch. But you can win or lose a game in the first half. Penn State is up 34-23 with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And to be honest with you, they're playing beautiful offense. They're playing great. And then a few lineup changes were made. And Michigan hit some shots. Penn State couldn't. And suddenly, it's 34-33 at the half. While I'm doing the interview, we had the dean of the Smeal College of Business at halftime. They were the game sponsor last night. Dick taps me on the shoulder and he says, "That Caleb Houston shot that you called a three, but they ruled a two?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "They just saw it your way. It's a three." Suddenly, they gained a point. It was 34-34. Penn State lost the game by how much?
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's also the right call. I thought it was a three live when I saw it. In the final 23 minutes, Penn State offensively could generate nothing. It looked like the Wisconsin game all over again. Except here's the bottom line. Michigan wasn't generating anything either. That's the element that's remarkable here. There was a point in the second half where Penn State's down four, and it made two more baskets in the half than Michigan. And here we go looking at Penn State, oh, they're not doing this, not that. And all of a sudden, you looked over, Michigan had four made baskets in the half. You're like, oh, they're not doing anything either. Penn State's defense kept them in. But it's that three-minute segment at the end of the first half. That's where the game was won or lost. And Micah Shrewsbury did something after the game that I thought was, and Dick and I were just sat back and went, wow. Right? We were, wow. It is rare, especially for a rookie coach, to talk the way he did last night with us. Listen to the first two questions that he answers on the postgame show last night, because this is very honest and very retrospective and introspective.
The coach, for 17 minutes, we watched beautiful offense out there. There's a lot of factors that go into it. So from your point of view, from, you know, what did you see in the first 17 minutes, and then what didn't you see the final 23?
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a great job of moving it, attacking them, kind of getting what we want, moving into second drives and doing different things. And, you know, we didn't attack the zone very well, and that's where we needed to be better in terms of that. We were slow getting in and out of what we wanted. And, you know, we were attacking the rim in the second half. We just couldn't get those shots to fall. And, I mean, we're right there. We're shooting point-blank shots at the rim. And we got a couple wide-open threes off of it that didn't fall. So sometimes it's make or miss. And, you know, unfortunately, we had too many misses.
There's been some games, Michael, where you've been down the stretch. You've had a chance to win. I know Purdue was right there, a couple of other games. But you felt like your team gave it everything, gave themselves the best chance. Is this game going to linger a little more because maybe this is one that got away?
Yeah, this hurts. And like, we got to finish the half better. We were up and had it right where we wanted. And couple guys got tired right at the end of the half. And, you know, I'd probably need to use my timeout then and let those guys rest in the timeout and not sub them. And, you know, we subbed and they go on a run and now we're down. So I got to be better. I told our guys that I need to be better for them. I lost my cool, my composure, and I'm asking them to keep their cool. And, like, you know, they feed off of me. And if I'm acting like a little kid, then they're going to act like a little kid too. I got to be better. And I apologize for that. And I will be better. And, you know, we're going to win the next time it's close like this.
You don't hear many coaches, let alone rookie first-year head coaches, talk like that. Like, I need to be better. I lost my composure. They feed off of what I do. I didn't make the right decision in the final 3 minutes. I probably should have called a timeout. I wasn't comfortable. You know what? It may not have had the right personnel on the floor. What coach talks like that? Dick and I walked out of the booth exponentially. We were impressed with Micah Shrewsbury to begin with. We're more so now that he has the ability to look around and say, you know what? I need to be better, and I know the reasons why. Wow.